program is brought to you by Absbank Zambia PLC. Your story matters.
La Zambia, you did it! The Absa Marathon is officially sold out. 7,000 elite and social runners from Zambia and beyond are ready to tell their story on the 6th of September. But this race is bigger than just running. Together with World Vision, we're fighting menstrual poverty to keep thousands of girls in school. Visit absamarathonzambia.co.zf and click on the Mzinga World Vision Challenge. Your story matters. Absa.
The headlines. The House of Chiefs welcomes long-awaited allowance hike. MEDRAP warns of a deepening crisis at Zamsa. And in global news, China and India pledge to be partners, not rivals. Good evening, Malumba Malumba with the Phoenix FMA News. The House of Chiefs has welcomed government's decision to increase allowances for chiefs and retainers, though it has expressed concern that the adjustment has taken about 10 years to be actualized. President Harry Ndahilema recently announced that the upcoming national budget will include higher allowances for traditional leaders and their retainers. House of Chiefs Chairperson Chief Diongo says that the last review was conducted a decade ago, but delays in implementation were largely due to the absence of formally recognized advocates such as unions. He adds that other factors that led to the delay include the allowances not classified as salaries. Chief Yongo has commended the government for finally addressing the issue, saying the increment will help ease some of the financial challenges faced by chiefs.
These salaries, or what they call subsidies, were reviewed a long time ago, almost over 10 years ago. So it's not a salary, it is a difference between a salary and a subsidy. So it's something that is done by the president himself without any union advocating for it. We don't have a union.
The Medicines Research and Access Platform, MEDRAP, has warned of a deepening crisis at the Zambia Medicines and Medical Supplies Agency, ZAMSA, citing persistent governance failures that are fueling corruption and threatening access to essential medicines. MEDRAP National Director Leo Kalioka has commended law enforcement for acting on the forensic audit of ZAMSA, but has accused the Ministry of Health of worsening the situation by interfering in the recruitment of the Director General. Mr. Lioka says the ZAMSA Act mandates the minister to appoint a board of directors, which is responsible for recruiting the Director General and senior management, not the ministry itself. He says any appointment made outside this process would be illegitimate and would fail to restore public confidence, urging the minister to halt the recruitment and allow the board to carry out its lawful role. Mr. Lioka has also called on whistleblowers and citizens with evidence of malpractice to present it to law enforcement agencies, stressing that Zambians deserve a ZAMSA that guarantees access to medicines free from corruption and political interference.
This is very important, and would like to commend the law enforcement agencies in Zambia, and I think we want to think that they have done a good job at this moment in time. So much so that what would say at this moment is that if there is anyone that thinks that there is further evidence they can provide to these agencies, I think this is the time we need to see such communities being able to stand up and providing further evidence. I'm sure that if anything may not have been covered by the agencies, and there is information leading to that, we want to think that they'll be willing enough to be able to reopen those subjects and be able to bring to book perpetrators that have actually been involved in the pilferage and theft of medicines and resources.
The Tobacco Board of Zambia has reiterated its commitment to fostering collaboration and promoting excellence in the country's tobacco industry. This follows a training session held in Lusaka last Friday in partnership with the Zambia Agricultural Research Institute, ZARI, and the Seed Control and Certification Institute, SCI. CCI. Tobacco Board Corporate Affairs and Communications Manager Lee Hamunji says that the partnership underscores the board's dedication to quality control and its focus on ensuring that only tested, certified and approved seeds are used in the industry. He explains that the session brought together key stakeholders to evaluate new tobacco varieties for possible release in Zambia, marking an important step for agricultural research and development. Mr. Hamunji adds that by working closely with research and seed control institutions, the Tobacco Board of Zambia aims to drive innovation in the sector, benefiting farmers and strengthening the competitiveness of Zambia's tobacco industry on the global market.
By working closely with institutions mandated to carry out agricultural research and control seeds, TPZ aims to drive innovation and progress in Zambia's tobacco sector, ultimately benefiting farmers and the broader agricultural community. The training session provided a platform for experts to share knowledge, discuss best practices, and evaluate the performance of new tobacco varieties. This initiative is expected to contribute to the growth and development of Zambia's tobacco industry, enhancing its competitiveness in the global market.
The Lusaka City Council, working with state police, has demolished 78 illegal structures in a coordinated nighttime operation along Kafue Road. The demolition exercise, which began at 22 hours on Saturday and continued into the early hours of Sunday, targeted 46 unauthorized mobile money booths and 32 makeshift shelters. Lusaka City Council Public Relations Manager Chola Mwamba says the move is part of a broader strategy to restore order, uphold public safety and improve urban security in the capital. Ms. Mwamba explains that the structures had become hideouts for notorious criminals who targeted motorists at night, sparking concerns among commuters and residents. She notes that enforcement notices had been issued on several occasions, with the most recent served 8 days ago, but owners failed to comply with the directive to dismantle the structures.
The Lusaka City Council, in collaboration with state police, has demolished 78 illegal structures in a coordinated nighttime operation conducted along Kafue Road. The exercise, which started at 22 hours on Saturday, 30th August 2025, and continued into the early hours of Sunday, 31st August 2025, saw a total of 46 unauthorized mobile money booths and 32 makeshift shelters removed. This operation forms a part of the Council's comprehensive strategy to restore order, uphold public safety, and enhance urban security across the city. The structures in question had become unknown hideouts for criminal elements targeting motorists during night hours, raising serious concerns among commuters and residents.
A non-governmental organization, Generation Alive, has applauded the Zambia police for the swift arrest of Katete District Commissioner Raphael Piri, who is facing allegations of committing incest against his granddaughter. Organization Executive Director Womba Wanke says her NGO welcomes the action, saying such cases are often delayed or compromised when high-profile individuals are involved. Ms. Wanke says that the arrest sends a strong message that no one is above the law, and has stressed the importance of accountability among leaders who should be protectors of the vulnerable. She adds that the community expects integrity from public officials and has urged police to handle the case transparently and professionally to ensure justice is served.
Every time a child, a woman suffers violence of any kind, it worries us and it raises a lot of concern. We always talk about how these reports should be treated in a very proactive manner and very quickly. So when you look at the allegations against the former district commissioner, those are very serious. And we would like to applaud the police for taking, for treating the matter with the seriousness and urgency that was required. And we look forward and hope that the matter will be handled expeditiously and to the full extent.